This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, for generations, farmers have focused on weather patterns, soil health, and market prices. But today they realize that the broader macroeconomy plays a crucial role in their success. Interest rates, inflation, and global trade policies now shape everything from input costs to commodity prices, pushing farmers to ask deeper questions about economic trends. As uncertainty grows, so does their need to understand the forces beyond the farm gate that directly impact their livelihoods. We talk about the situation and what farmers need to be asking right after this.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
Ben Brown is an agricultural economist with the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute, and he notes that more farmers are asking questions about the larger U.S. economy, recognizing its growing influence on their bottom lines.
I've been getting more and more questions about the macroeconomy and just kind of where we see things going as it relates to consumer expenditures, as it relates to the employment market, and then frankly, interest rates. You know, that's one of the things that really can impact agriculture producers a lot is how much they're paying for operating notes at the beginning of the year that they repay back at the end of the year. So a lot of questions about where interest rates could go in the months ahead.
Brown discusses the impact of interest rates and where they may be heading in the coming months, highlighting the potential consequences for farm loans, input costs, and overall profitability. As economic uncertainty lingers, he emphasizes the importance of staying informed and prepared for potential shifts in financial conditions.
So I've been of the opinion that interest rates are maybe a little bit lower right now than where we probably need to see them to have a neutral position. That's my opinion. Others might disagree, and certainly there's people all over the spectrum. But my opinion is that the last year in 2024, we saw a 1 percentage point decrease in the federal funds rate. That's that short-term federal funds rate set by the Federal Reserve. We saw a full percent, and half maybe was justified. I felt like the other half was just the market moving because that's what the Fed did, because that's what the market was expecting them to do.
Brown explains that it's unlikely interest rates will remain at their current levels given the broader economic pressures at play. He points to factors like inflation, Federal Reserve policy, and market dynamics as key drivers that could push rates higher or lower in the near future.
Given the inflation data that we've seen both at the consumer level and at the wholesale level in the last couple of months, I have a really hard time seeing how the Fed can just maintain interest rates where they're at. And certainly, I wouldn't remove the possibility of an interest rate hike here before May or June. To look at last week's inflation data, you know, the consumer price index came up month over month higher than even what the expectations were. That's the third straight month that we've seen inflation come in hotter than expected. And the producer price index was also up, signaling that that wholesale inflation will eventually trickle down to consumer inflation as well. So I do think we're seeing the prices increase faster than expected. And I think that's got the Federal Reserve a little bit concerned.
As economic uncertainty grows, farmers are asking deeper questions about interest rates, inflation, and trade to make more informed decisions and plans. By understanding these forces, they can better navigate challenges and secure their financial future, amongst things that they really have no control of outside of their farming operation. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.